This is Matt Wells at UN News. The chair of the Global Partnership for Education, or GPE, former Tanzanian President Jakaya Kikwete, says that although the key objective is helping disadvantaged children everywhere get access to quality schooling, supporting girls is their top priority. In an exclusive interview with UN News, Mr. Kikwete said that gender equality is hardwired in everything we do. After meeting UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres at UN headquarters this week, which also saw the world mark the International Day of Education, the distinguished chair of GPE sat down with Lea Mushi to review how the partnership's been fulfilling its mission over the past 20 years.
The objective of GPE is to see disadvantaged children have access to quality education in the lower income countries, whatever the circumstances. In doing that, we are quite categorical about girls' education, because we are saying we have hardwired gender equality in everything we do, that we are promoting education, but we have particular interest and focus on the education of the girl child. It's not that the boy child is not important, but girls are vulnerable. Girls are particularly disadvantaged. So if there isn't a deliberate move by society to help girls have access to education, go into the classroom, stay in school, and learn, they won't. GPE has been in existence for the last 20 years, and preschool, primary, and secondary school, that is where the GPE specializes. In the two decades, 160 million more children have been able to have access to education. So our intention really is to do more. We are raising funds through donors, and we use that money now to support countries, transform their education systems. Countries will identify specific areas or reform areas which will have ripple effect in the education systems. And what we do in GPE is to align. It's country driven. It's not us in GPE coming to a country dictating. No, the country itself decides what are the areas or one area where they have specific interest. They think if we are supported in this particular area, it will have ripple effect into the whole of the education system.
You want investors to support almost 1 billion. So that you can assist these countries?
No, we're looking for 5 billion. At the London Summit, we were able to raise 4 billion. So we are short of 1 billion. And the work of mobilizing that 1 billion, of course, we're looking for a period of 5 years, up there 2025. If in the first year we were able to mobilize 4 billion, we think we'd be able in the remaining 4 years to raise the fund. So our intention, if we get this money, now we think 175 million. Children will have access to quality education.
Do you have an example of a specific program, maybe in a certain country, that has been doing wonders in terms of transforming education system in that area?
Well, we have many examples. There are areas where we have been working with girls. Twice more girls now are in school than it was 20 years ago. We have 160 million more children in school. And if we get this replenishment of 5 million, we'll have 175 million more even. We've made a lot of progress, but we have been having challenges. And one of the biggest challenges we have had is of COVID. So we from GPE, we have contributed $500 million, $500 million to 66 countries to keep students learning, so that, you know, because you know, after COVID outbreak, 1.6 billion students were out of school. But before COVID, we were already grappling. So our concern is, how do we keep students learning? Every country had their own kind of areas of interest. Some were demanding distance learning. Some were demanding radio programs, a number of initiatives. Mauritania got 16 million. Sudan got $62.6 million. Pakistan, 170 million to improve school infrastructure. We have Uganda, 15 million, grant to continue remote learning. Afghanistan, hygiene supplies, resilience. We are saying this is what we have been doing. In short, of course, we were happy with the meetings we had with the DSG and the UN Secretary General. They were in a total agreement that we will work together, and for us, we have committed ourselves. We have committed ourselves. We have teams that are going to work with the Deputy Secretary General. There are teams that are going to work with UNESCO, because the Secretariat is going to be based in within UNESCO of the Transforming Education Summit.
We have seen the situation before COVID. We have seen the COVID and how it impacted the world. As GPE chairperson, what do you think countries should do so that next time when we face a pandemic or a situation like this, they are now ready to deal with it? Unlike now, some students were at home and some students were continuing with online education.
What COVID really has done, it has revealed the inequality that exists in the world today. In the developed world, schools were closed, but children continued to learn. But in our part of the world, schools closed and children were not learning at all. There is online learning. But for online learning, you have to have the internet. There is no internet in schools. There is no internet at homes. You have to have the laptops. You have to have the smartphones. In the developed world, all these are readily available. But for us in Africa, the internet is not there in schools. Laptops are not there. People don't have smartphones. People have phones, but the majority are these small phones. They're just for communication, money transfers, sending messages, but they're not the type of phones that one can rely upon to say, I can study using my phone. I'm a member of the International Commission on Financing Global Education Opportunity. One of the recommendations then in 2016, schools should be connected to the internet. I think at that time when we were making this recommendation, people I think thought we must be crazy guys. With the COVID outbreak now, the significance, the importance of that, and I hope from our discussion with the Secretary General, I think one of the things that are going to be given serious discussion on how to leverage technology for teaching and learning